Got a legal question that needs an answer? Listen out to Chester's D Radio to hear from Oliver & Co solicitors on The Legal Show. Their team of experts can help.
This is Chester's D Radio. It is 10:15. The first Thursday of every month is our legal hour, of course, with our friends from Oliver & Co solicitors. This month, you know, it's almost Christmas. We're going to talk about the charity that Oliver & Co are supporting. And I'm very pleased to say we've got Brittany Evans with us, who's a trainee solicitor at Oliver & Co, and Ian Alton from West Cheshire Food Bank. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
We'll have a proper chat in just a few minutes. But first of all, Brittany, you're a trainee solicitor, so that means you've just started in the world of law, doesn't
it?
What attracted you to being a solicitor? Is it something you wanted to do from a young age?
Yeah, definitely. I've always had an interest in law. My dad was always in the police when I was growing up, so that obviously spiked my interest in it, and found it really interesting hearing the stories.
A bit late for me to be a lawyer, but what do you do if you want to be a lawyer? I mean, is it uni and 3-year course, is it, and then join a law firm and see where you go from there?
Interestingly, the routes are actually going through a change at the moment, so it's just changed from the year after I kind of went into it. So initially it was the traditional route of going to uni, doing your law degree. Didn't necessarily have to be law, you could do a degree in something else and then do what's called like a GDL, so you can convert your course and cram your law degree into a year, basically.
Right.
Which is,
that'd be a
difficult.
Busy year.
Yeah so then you will go on to do what's called your legal practice course. So I did that for a year alongside a master's in professional legal practice. So again, this is like where you go from your degree, you're learning about the law and the boring bit, basically.
Yeah.
All the background into
it. Yeah.
And then your year LPC course is what's preparing you to become a solicitor, so your legal skills.
And then I suppose you dip your toes into different fields and specialisms.
Yeah.
And see which one you want to major on.
Yeah, so you get options that you can pick within your legal practice course, so that's kind of the areas that interest you the most. I think you probably choose 4, I think I did. So that's when you obviously start looking into your firms that offer them areas and start applying for what's called a training contract, which is what I'm doing now as a trainee solicitor.
It's a one. You've got any time to work with the charity that you're supporting this year? But you have.
I have to make time. That's all part of being a trainee. You've got to fit all these things in.
So. Well, it's a really worthwhile charity that you've chosen this year, and that is the West Cheshire Food Bank. And I've got Ian Alton here as a trustee. Just, we'll get into the details of the food bank in a few minutes, Ian, but just give us a few headline statistics which might have led Oliver & Co to choose your charity as the one they're supporting this year.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, and thanks to Oliver & Co for asking me to come along this morning and tell you all about what's happening at the food bank. We were set up, it's over 10 years ago now, and up to the pandemic, it was, you know, there were people in need, but it was a pretty simple model of people generously donating food, and us having 5 or 6 sessions a week in the area where we could help people, give food out, give a little bit of support. The pandemic changed it all. I should have a degree in change management now, given everything that happened in the pandemic, and that's another show. But the pandemic saw a total sea change in these donations dropping off, all sorts of things. And then since the pandemic, it's like we've been hit with tsunami after tsunami. We've had coming out of the pandemic and lockdown and furlough. We've had inflation starting to roar away. Then we got the fuel crisis. Mm. Now we've got the cost of living. So, you know, we keep thinking, right, it's going to ease off. Mm. And it's not. And we're really bracing ourselves for this winter as to what's going to be facing us.
Yeah, we're right at the start of it, aren't we? So
yeah.
We need all the assistance given to you that is possible, and Oliver & Co are certainly helping there, and we'll find out a little bit more about what they've been up to and what the food bank can offer people that are in need. The Legal Hour with Brittany Evans here, a trainee solicitor from Oliver & Co. We spoke a little bit about your roots into the law just before that song, Brittany. I know you've been working hard on the sort of charitable contribution that Oliver & Co. makes. So why, first of all, do Oliver & Co. spend so much time and obviously investing money in terms of your wages, for example, into supporting a charity every year?
So we put a big emphasis on our corporate social responsibility. So it's a way for us to keep involved with the community. It really boosts the staff morale as well. Everyone loves getting involved in all the events and the fundraisers that we do. I think that it's a good thing for all firms to offer, and not just firms, but companies everywhere, really, the bigger companies that have time to do it. I just think that bringing something like that in is a way, like I say, of giving back to your community, and it's just a good thing to do. Yeah,
well, it 100% is, and you choose a different charity every year in April at the beginning of the next financial year, is that right?
Yeah, so we do it financial year, so obviously it's to give all the charities a fair chance. We try and look at local charities in our area rather than focusing on the big ones who get a lot of support from the wider communities anyway. So how we decide who we're going to support is, when it comes to the new financial year, we will put it to a vote throughout the firm, so we'll get suggestions of charities that maybe people have used, people have supported in the past or volunteered for, and then everyone will vote on who they want to support for that year, and we treat it fairly.
This year, of course, you chose the West Cheshire Food Bank. This is, I mean, why did you choose the West Cheshire Food Bank? And I'll just before I pass it over to you, I'll say this is completely the right year to have done that, by the way.
Yeah, 100%. So I think last year we were supporting Clatterbridge Cancer Charity, which obviously another amazing charity, and a lot of people felt really fondly about supporting them. Last year we started looking at the food bank. We've supported them before in the past, a few years ago. So it kind of came about again, like we've been speaking about COVID and all these massive increases in costs and cost of living crisis. A lot of people, even within our firm, we can see the struggles of the fuel prices rising, and I think last Christmas we thought it was just an idea in one of our team meetings. We suggested, rather than doing this secret Santa that we normally do for each other, why don't we donate to the food bank? And this was before it was our charity of the year, so because everyone loved that and got involved in it, that was kind of what decided we would support them this year again.
What sort of things have you done to raise money for them this year?
So we've done quite a few things. We do the collections, so that is something. We produce the calendar, so to try and keep everyone interested and keep people getting involved, we do a monthly theme. So each month we will send out the reminders to everyone, and everyone will be suggested to go and collect those items on their food shop. So we've also done bake sales, soup sales, we've done miles for meals. So that was when we set up static bikes outside the office.
I remember you doing that back in the autumn, September time, was
that?
Yes,
yeah,
I remember
it. It was towards the end of summer, so we set up these bikes outside the office. And
did you go?
God, I can't remember in total. The aim was, I think, I can't remember to be exact of the miles we did, but it was, everyone had an aim to do a certain amount of miles. I think it's maybe 10K, I'm guessing. And you had like a half an hour slot. Some people did an hour slot. We just did it all through the day, continuously. We had someone on the bikes. So
sponsored, obviously.
Getting sponsored. We got sponsors beforehand. And then we also do another few things. So we raffle off car parking spaces. That has a big interest.
I'll bet it does in Chester.
Because obviously the car park's not massive, so we can only fit a few people. So we raffle them off. That raises a lot. And then
great idea that
and then again this year we're doing another Secret Santa for the children for the food bank.
Wonderful.
More monthly themes, so we're doing an advent calendar of different themes. We donated, I think it was something like 70 advent calendars for the kids, 77 to be exact, advent calendars.
The man from the
he's got the figures.
Great. Well, it sounds like you've done an awful lot, and I know that all your donations that you've already made, and you know what's to come in the remainder of the year that you're supporting the food bank is going to be, well, much needed, and we'll find out why with Ian Alton, who's a trustee at the West Cheshire Food Bank. We just heard from Brittany Evans, who's a trainee solicitor at Oliver & Co, talking about why they support charities. This year's charity is the West Cheshire Food Bank, and I'm pleased to welcome back Ian Alton, a trustee at the food bank. Wow, I mean, can you summarise for us just some of the struggles that people are facing at the moment, which means that you, in turn, are facing struggles to be able to deliver?
How long have you got?
I'll give you 5 minutes. I was hoping to answer another or ask another question or two in that time.
You won't get a word in.
I probably won't. Off you go.
Well, try and give you some sort of headline stats. We have been running over the last year at over double of 3-4 years ago in terms of referrals to us in the local area.
So since the start of the pandemic lockdown, your referrals have now doubled.
Over doubled. Right. The current year, all the things we do, the different ways of referring into Food Bank, we're currently running at 25% higher than last year.
And who does refer? Because you don't just rock up, do you? You need to be referred.
You use the very words I usually would. You don't just rock up. That's a myth of the Food Bank. We have a network of probably getting on for 100 trained referrers, and that can be the council help scheme, it can be citizens advice, it can be your social worker, housing associations, doctors, school teachers, there's a whole range who have an online system and they get wins. Say to school, you know, little Johnny comes in, his trainers are broken or they can't afford the school meals or what have you. We have an online system where they can input data, which is important to us because we can see what's happening and who needs help. It produces an online code and a list of the session centres. And if I say before the pandemic, we had 5 centres in our area, which is 60% of West Cheshire, Cheshire West, down to Malpas, across to Neston, across to Helsby, just to Ellesmereport. That's our patch, which is a big patch. We had 5 centres running about 9 sessions. If I tell you now, we've got 21 centres running about 38 sessions. Wow.
So the need has increased exponentially. Yeah. Are you able to meet the demand as it currently stands?
The answer is, because people had been generous during the pandemic and sort of switched to monetary donations rather than food, we had built up a fund, a nice sizeable fund. But if I tell you that over the last few months we've been spending something like, I think our peak was 7.5 in August, £1,000 a month
on food, because your food donations have
dropped.
We're not
getting the donations in.
I guess the irony is that, you know, as need increases, the ability of people to contribute decreases in many cases.
And we've had instances, I can think of one of our staff was talking to a lady, a pensioner, who for 8-9 years has popped her can of soup into the food bank box at the supermarket and now has had to come in floods of tears for help from the food bank.
It just highlights really how close to needing your services most of us are. You know, unless we're extremely fortunate, most of us are only a couple of paydays away from not being able to afford food.
And we're seeing that now. We're seeing a change because of the data we ask. We ask some quite detailed information about the circumstances because we don't want people, you know, there's nothing wrong in an organisation giving out food. But we want to go further than that. West Cheshire Food Bank, I think we've always been a bit of a nuisance. We campaign hard, you know, we shout loud. Although we're apolitical, it doesn't stop us shouting. We don't just want, back in 2017, we got a lottery grant to look at setting up meeting places, which was instead of just giving food out, it's sit down, have a cuppa. You've often got people in floods of tears, hugely embarrassed coming in, sitting down with them. It might be the second time they come, you know, for a cuppa and a sit down when they open up. Mm. And it's never one thing. It's multi issues.
And I guess, you know, a lot of your clients are people that are either working or have worked all their lives, lost the job, fallen on hard times. Never, ever, ever would it have entered their head that they'd need to go into a food bank or a benefits office.
No, and that's what we're seeing over, I think we were talking before, over the last 6 months in our patch that I just mentioned, we have had new referrals, that's people who've never been used to food bank for temporary help, of about 1,100. And last month that figure was 250. So do your maths.
Yeah. In the run up to Christmas, I expect it's going to get even busier.
I think it's the winter months that it tends to be after Christmas. We're busy now. Mm. It's really busy now. But what tends to happen is after Christmas is when the energy bills hit, Christmas bills hit. Mm. you know, we have a cold snap like we had last week, the cost of that, and people have a choice between putting the heating on or eating.
No one should have to make that choice.
No, and families coming to us who are working. And, you know, you get the mortgage going up, you get the rent going through the roof. Yeah. You know, we've had instances of mums, dads going hungry and missing meals so the kids can be fed.
Unbelievable that this sort of thing is going on in 2023 in Cheshire, of all places. So people needn't feel embarrassed if they need to come to you.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you go to our website, which is westcheshire.foodbank.org.uk, or you can ring the council help scheme. That's help for local people in emergencies, and the council have a range of help and support, not just food bank, but if they deem it right, they'll issue about an online code. That is 0808 175 3599. Because it's not just about asking for appeals for donations of food. Please do.
Yeah, if you can.
Put a can. If you can just afford one can, that's great. But it's about people in there. We know from research done, and we're affiliated, although we're a known charity, to Trussell Trust, who everybody's heard about. They and the Roundtree Foundation did a massive report earlier, Hunger in the UK, and they did a bar chart. And they did a line of people who actually went to food banks for help, which was about, I'm holding up my fingers now because I'm on radio, not telly, but about 2 inches. I mean, old money. That's what, 4.3 centimetres? And the people who really needed help but didn't go anywhere was about 15 centimetres. So there's a big gap there of people. You know, people don't come to food banks for fun.
No. If you need to, you need to.
Please do.
And that number is a good first port of call.
That's a port of call. It's a free phone number. You might wait a bit like the doctors, but there'll be staff there ready to help you out and show you where to go. And we will hopefully signpost you to help. Trust will help us fund financial inclusion workers at all our sessions.
Okay.
Cheshire Ellesmere Port to help you, you know, get off that bottom.
Well, I've got that number written down. I'll read it out again in a few minutes' time if anyone needs to grab a pen and paper. In the meantime, thank you to you and all your volunteers in West Cheshire Food Bank and right across the country for what you do. It's absolutely vital. And nice one, Brittany, and all your colleagues at Oliver & Co. for supporting the food bank, and I wish you both a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you.
Got a legal question that needs an answer? Listen out to Chester's D Radio to hear from Oliver & Co. solicitors on The Legal Show. Their team of experts can help.